أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. All those who believe, respond to the call of Allah and to the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he calls you to that which gives you life. We discuss the various aspects of life. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one adab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes. And that adab is not confined only to those who have committed the sin. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً, and beware, keep away from the fitna. Now generally fitna in Arabic is translated as the word trial, but here most of the commentators have expressed the opinion that it is referring to a punishment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala meets out. So fear the punishment, abstain from the punishment. لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة, such a punishment that does not befall only those who have done wrong. It does not befall specifically only those who have done wrong, those who have broken the law of Allah, transgressed. In other words, this is a punishment that also is meted out to those who have not done the wrong, committed the sin in itself. What is this? Most of the commentators are of the opinion that this sin is the sin of leaving out the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. A group of people are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another group are in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then that group that is in the obedience of Allah, do not stop these people from the wrong that they do. Now the very famous hadith, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab rahimahumullah has also quoted it in Fadhali A'mal, about those two groups of people that are traveling on a ship, on a vessel. There are those on the upper deck, there are those on the bottom deck, and the lower deck people will come to the upper deck people for water, because they would not have water, the water is away from them. And then they perceive that the people of the upper deck are troubled by them continuously coming to ask for water, and now they decide to make a hole in the lower deck at the very bottom of that boat. The upper deck people hear that noise and they come down, and obviously if they do not stop them, everyone is going to drown. So they will definitely and most certainly stop them. And this is the work of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. However, there are various laws and regulations with regards to it. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'idatil hasana. There needs to be a great deal of hikmah. There needs to be a great deal of advising in a way that a person will accept that invitation to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here, this is the one and the more stronger opinion. Others have stated it is the jihad fi sabilillah, because the ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been speaking about the battle of Badr, and in the ayats after this also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Badr, that if we leave out the work of jihad fi sabilillah, and we can see as an ummah what has happened to this ummah, how pathetic our condition has become, because we have ignored that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, and know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the very severe chastisement, the very severe punishment. When a community begins to sin, nobody checks that sin. People know it is the sin, but they do not stop others. Then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab will be absolutely punishing, it will be absolutely a severe chastisement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this work also very easy. We need to begin with those that are closest to us, and then it carries on. We see people doing wrong in a proper way. We try to advise them with regards to the rules and regulations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.